In the heat's silence, dead engines and deactivated metal ticks time backwards. I smell the grass and the earth bleeding under me. It is freshly torn and wounded. As I lay there, I know this is how death comes, like lights in the night bearing tidings of metal pumped by oil and gasoline and misruled by blood beings. I am afraid to move. Afraid to think. I'm afraid to die. I'm afraid to breathe. I'm afraid not to breathe. My body feels alien to me, and the smell of grass is sweet as my breath comes back to me in shuddering gasps. I think of dead animals crushed on the side of the road, and the fear twists my mind into shapes that it cannot sustain. Stop the thinking. Just breathe. That is all I have to do right now. I remember about punctured lungs. There is no hiss of air whispering through shattered ribs. I laugh and cut it off quick as the pain spits through me. The voices. I hear voices. Tell them you were drinking. A man's voice. No, not this time. A woman's voice. Please. Goddamn motorcycle is sticking through the engine block. We can't get out of here. No, no, I'm not gonna say I was driving this time. There's too much involved here. This man is dead, and that man is dying. No, not this time, she said. Sometimes someone says something that changes the way you look at things. Anger. I want to rise to this occasion. Shake them. Tell them. Kill them. For caring so much. They don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to die. Not right now. But they are in trouble. And I know things are a little worse than that for me and the dope man. Just then, I notice that something is different. The voice in my head, the chattering monkey. Quiet. My addiction is wanting me